And we look back at the week that was, and throughout a week, some of the stories that, well, may have just slipped by, squeezed through. Others need a second look. I still don't understand tariffs, but we have our Friday morning.
Extra, read all about it.
Headlines. Pause, so you don't really need to.
I mean, do I claim them? Do I need a 1099
no.
for it?
Mm-mm.
MAGA.
All right. This actually just broke yesterday down there in the lovely, our home away from home, fun Fort Worth Stockyards. Red Bull will be hosting a rancher fitness competition.
Rancher
That's what it's being
fitness.
Described as.
Oh, my goodness.
Red Bull will host the competition, combining, quote, the grit of agricultural life with the intensity of traditional fitness events.
Okay, I already know who's going to win this.
Hmm.
Heather, over at the other Heather over at our neighbor over there.
Yeah.
It's everything she was. She used to break horses, and she's like an international CrossFit champion.
No.
Do we even need to have it? I mean, she's going to win. It's what's happening.
My money's on Jeremy at night.
Oh.
It's
tough.
It will be right there at Cowtown Coliseum and all throughout the Stockyards, the Red Bull Rancher Strong. That fitness competition, it takes elements from rural life to test the fitness of its competitors. So it's going to take place in June, June 7th. That's when it will begin. And it's designed for all types of athletes. They say seasoned ranch hands to dedicated fitness competitors. It'll showcase strength, endurance, unwavering resilience of ranchers in an innovative high-energy competition.
What about slightly fluffy, part-time Alito housewives who may drink too much box wine?
Why do you think I'm picking Jeremy? Challenges may include roping, riding, caring for livestock with a fitness twist.
A twist?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to crown a male and a female champion, grand prizes and everything like that. So you must be able to compete by May 11th. Tickets go on sale April 18th next week. We'll have more on this, and no doubt we'll probably be involved with it. But get ready out there, all right? Red Bull Ranchers.
We're going.
Let's do it. We're number one show for barns and ranches.
Number one.
So we'll be
and
your
fitness.
Mouthpiece. There
fitness
you go.
Influencers.
Well, you've had us until hello.
Dang it.
Go, Jeremy.
The hands-off protesters in South Texas may not be living up to their name after a 12-foot bust of Elon Musk was completely destroyed last weekend.
Uh-oh.
A group removed large hunks of the statue, then cut it into four or five pieces. Tesla dealerships have also been the target of vandals after Elon made those massive cuts during his reign over at Doge. So the latest update on government efficiency, $51 million cut from the budget. For things like $230,000 to market organic shea butter in Burkina Faso and $84,000 for wellness entrepreneurs in Nigeria.
Yeah, I saw that police said that they for this statue deal of Elon, they've narrowed down the list of suspects. Pretty much everybody on earth is at this point a suspect. Prada. Is by you know, this week it came out not so glowing things about the Louis Vuitton factory.
Oh, really?
In Alvarado. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, some pretty big hit pieces there. But of that vein, Prada is buying Versace for $1.4 billion.
And that's a nice treat.
If this affects you, you probably aren't listening to this show, honestly, right there.
So we have really bad news. If you ever won the Publisher's Clearinghouse grand prize. I mean, we saw these growing up. Ed McMahon was coming to the door at some point. And they're declaring bankruptcy. Filing Chapter 11 papers in Manhattan, they plan to move on from magazine subscriptions and direct mail sales to focus on, quote, pure digital advertising.
So pure.
The company owes up to $100 million to over 100,000 creditors and has awarded over $500 million in its 72-year history.
So now, so you're saying if they show up, that big, oversized, huge, humongous check might bounce?
And the roses.
There's no reason to open the door anymore. That makes it official. Mm-hmm. Publisher's Clearinghouse gone.
It's not even going to be in the mail.
National Weather Service announced yesterday, as we're getting ready for hurricane season and certainly in the midst of tornado season, they will no longer provide translations for non-English speakers when it comes to weather forecasts and, more importantly, alert emergencies. So the National Weather Service, they say, has nothing to do with any Doge thing or anything like that. They have a contract with the people. It's way too not cost-effective, they said, and they're just axing the contract. So the National Weather Service no longer providing translations.
Isn't there an app for that?
I don't know.
Like a translator?
I looked it up.
It's all the time on 90 Day Fiancé.
Now it says we're experiencing or about to experience this summer the Nino. I don't. And then finally, the National Weather Service did send their surveyors. You know, after there's a tornado in an area, then the next day or the days after, they send their surveyors out there to describe the damage and figure out, is this an EF1, 2, the size, etc. Well, a tornado back at the early part last week of this month struck an Amish community in Michigan. Nobody was injured. And then the next day, National Weather Service was on it. They went out there. Quote, National Weather Service found a secondary tornado, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to the damage noted at the particular location could not be estimated as repairs had already been completed. The tornado's most significant damage occurred west of Bethel, where numerous large healthy trees were snapped and one entire Amish home was destroyed. No estimates can be made as the repairs were already completed upon the arrival of the... That means the tornado hit one day, leveled the house, they rebuilt it overnight before they could even...
I want the Amish in charge.
That's who should be running FEMA.
Send them an email.